trees are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things.
If you gotta move, you gotta use your hamstrings. So it comes in like
that. How has the recovery gone as expected? Or you had a skip?
I mean, I think we're doing well. We didn't really put a timetable on this. It was kind of day to day. So we are where we are.
What do you expect as far as food thing?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We still got a couple days left. You know, I don't think we're exactly where we want to be, but. You know, no one really is 100% healthy right now.
So if the game was today, could you have played?
Maybe.
Spoken like a true Fox.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm kidding.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, that's Jay Cutler. He's talking about that hamstring, and we'll get into it a little bit more. Big game this week.
Oh, yeah. We're 0-3 right now. If we have any chance of being a 500 team this season, I think we have to win this game.
It's a definite, because 0-4, your chances of really doing anything
are
pretty much zero. No one has much hope for the Bears this year, but we'll have to see how this one goes, because you know, I have a feeling that Jay might just... He's listed as questionable. You never know.
If Jay plays, this be... a much closer game. But if Clawson plays, I think it'd be not a blowout, but not as close. But if Jay comes back, he has not an easy task, but a not so difficult one. The Raiders have the worst defense in the league. They've allowed an average 414 yards per game. The league's absolute worst. So, bad defense.
Yeah, definitely a bad defense. Our offense is not too bad. Hey, before we go any further, though, we want to thank you, our friends of the podcast, for downloading the show. We have hit record numbers week after week on the Chicago Bears Beat. And remember to share the podcast with your friends and like our Facebook page. It's called the Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page.
ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com if you want to send us comments or questions. iTunes, 5-star review. Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and that's it.
Yeah, and as me and you sit here in Studio 34 on a weekly basis, twice during the week, we're always thinking, trying to be positive about our beloved Bears. It's getting harder and harder now. The Jared Allen's gone. The John Bostic's gone. Sam Acho, they're saying he's taking... Jared's place.
Well, he'll start in the base 3-4 just because he has the most experience out of all the Bears players, and which I think it was kind of obvious that Acho was going to. I hope Acho comes out and has a sack or two to get his ball rolling after getting the starting spot. I think that'd be a really boost of confidence for himself.
How's the injury look this week, the injury situations?
It's pretty bleak for the Bears. Alan Ball, our best cornerback last week, is questionable for groin, and the Raiders have some good wide receivers. Jamon Bushrod is out with a concussion and shoulder. Jay Cutler, hamstring, questionable. He's been limited. Eagle Ferguson with a knee injury, questionable. He's been showing some skills lately. Alshon Jeffrey, again, is questionable. He's limited in all the practices this week.
I don't even think he's going to play. I think they've almost said he's not, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Pat O'Donnell, from punting the ball so many times, has a right knee injury. He's questionable.
They signed some guy. Yeah. I forgot his name. He's a nobody. Yeah. But
Jeremiah Ratliff, coming off the DUI suspension from 2 years ago, he just got it. He's questionable with an ankle injury, and Will Sutton with an elbow is questionable.
You know, even though Will, I'm kind of glad Will is only questionable, because it looked like he had much worse injury. They're talking like a tore bicep or something like that, which is good that he's not got that.
Yeah, that injury did not look good.
And one of the Bears linebackers is going to come in on passing downs, Lamar Houston, facing his old team.
Yep, the Oakland Raiders, and I think he wants to prove something to his old team, because his old team, the Raiders, is looking pretty smart for not re-signing him so far, because he hasn't done much in Chicago.
Yeah, but they're still the worst defense in the league, so I wonder if he would have helped them on that.
They probably would have, but they still don't have much talent. Their top cornerback they drafted, I think 2 years ago, DJ Hayden, He hasn't moved up what he was supposed to be.
No. Yeah, never heard much about him at all.
He's been... He gets beat off the line a lot.
Yeah.
One of his major things coming from the college was coverage skills, and that was... He has not been doing that good. He's getting beat off the line.
Also, I think a big matchup, because, you know, you got to like their big receiver they drafted.
Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
I love that. I wish the Bears got him.
Well, I think that's who they were looking at if he had fell a little bit. So.
Oh, yeah.
They got Kevin White. Obviously, we won't have Kevin White in the game, but, boy, it's going to be a test for the guy who's in the doghouse a little bit.
Kyle Fuller.
Yes.
If he comes out and shuts down Amari Cooper, I'll be very happy. That'll almost be a gain of confidence, yeah, to get him out of the doghouse a little.
Yeah, he played a little bit last week. I think he stepped up his game. Everybody said he did more study and everything on, getting ready for the last game. So let's hope he steps it up, because, you know, everybody had high hopes for him, yeah. And I still do. I mean, he's a first-round pick. We need him to produce.
After that week two loss, he just got pounded by the media. Everybody was saying bench him almost.
Yeah.
He was being pounded, and he responded pretty well versus the Seahawks.
Well, he did do decent. You know, Alan Ball, as you said, was probably the best one we had last week.
He's
so
questionable.
The Derek Carr, I mean, I honestly, I didn't hear much of him until he got drafted by the Raiders. Did you know much about him before that?
Yeah, because I was watching a lot of draft coverage, and I would watch the...
Was he high on Mike Mayock's list?
Yeah, it was the big game, the Senior Bowl. He was in the Senior Bowl. He was a big star in that. That's what raised his stock. I'm pretty sure he was a second-round draft pick. He's very accurate with the ball. He does not make many mistakes. He's going to be a good quarterback in the future.
Now, Pernell McPhee, he actually showed us a little something the last two games. So the signing is looking like a decent signing, don't you think?
Yeah, I hope he continues that trend and has a sack and some tackles for loss. But I want to see Jarvis Jenkins again, because he had a good game versus the Seahawks. He had two sacks.
He was looking good, and I think that's the steal of the free agency, because I don't think they paid much to get Jarvis at all.
I think it was one of those one-year contracts that they signed a bunch of.
And a lot of times those are great. I guess the real bad news on the Bears for the offensive line.
Jamon Bushrod?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charles Leno Jr. is starting for left tackle, and he has not graded well in the games he's played. And that's going to... Khalil Mack, switch him over to the left side just so he can go versus Charles Leno. Now, talk about Khalil Mack. He's an absolute beast.
He is.
I think the Texans would have picked him number one overall if they knew what quality was going to be.
Yeah.
The Raiders, in my opinion, got absolute steal with Mack at number five. He's been having interceptions, tackles for loss, forced fumbles. He's just all over the field.
It makes you wonder now, like Jay said, you know, if it was the game was today, he said maybe. Jay's tough. I mean, he came back early on that groin injury, which was probably a mistake because then he got
hurt again
on an ankle.
Yeah.
On an ankle in that one. Was that last year or the year before?
I think last year.
He'll come back. If he's ready, you know he's going to play. And if he's going to play against the last-ranked defense...
he'll do pretty good.
I could see some good things.
He's healthy. If he's not healthy, I want him fully healthy. Because hamstrings, you know, they reoccur very often during the season.
Alshon Jeffrey fought one entire last year.
And Brandon.
And Brandon did too. And I think, they all say Alshon started with the calf, then maybe compensating for the calf, it injured his hamstring.
Yeah.
And after that, the hip. So hopefully he gets back into gear. I mean, we need him out there. Our receiving core is really weak right now. It reminds me of the days when it was Johnny Knox and
Devin
Hester and not much else.
Yeah.
A little bit of Earl Bennett at those times also.
Eddie Royal has a big history versus the Raiders because he played with the Broncos and the Chargers.
Yeah.
He's played 14 games against them. He's had 3 touchdowns, 500 yards, and 40 catches. Pretty good for 14 games.
Yeah.
Which I think he has experience. I think he'll do good.
Hey, you know, he's been out of position since all these injuries happened.
Yeah, he's a slot guy.
He's a slot guy, but he's been, you know, he can't stretch the field.
No.
He's not a stretch the field guy, and neither is Alshon, really.
He's a go up and get the ball, and he's a pretty good route runner.
Right, so.
Now, I've been looking at the matchups, and Khalil Mack, we mentioned him previously. I really want to see him versus Kyle Long. He'll probably play versus Lynn almost three, but when he plays Kyle Long against Kyle Long, I really want to see that. I want to see how Long plays versus one of the best linebackers in the league, because that's what Mack is now. He's dominant. I want to see if Kyle Long can get him, not let him penetrate, to if Jay's playing or even Jimmy's playing.
Well, you think Mack's going to move around? You think he's going to concentrate on Leno, though?
Yeah, with Leno having been playing well, I think he will concentrate on Leno.
I'd really like to see the Bears utilize Jeremy Langford this week. I just don't understand why he got zero carries against Seattle. Matt needs a little bit of a break. I don't know, unless he did something to make the coaches say, yeah, I'm not playing him this week.
We've seen a couple carries of Rodgers, but that's about it. Langford had none.
He had zero, so I think, boy, that'd be really, I think it'd be critical for him to get in and just switch it up a little bit for these guys. They're two different type of runners.
Yeah, Langford's more of a bruiser. That's what he reminds me of, and Forte's more of a shiftier.
When he breaks free, though, he can basically...
He can run.
He's
fast. He has some burners on him.
Because let's face it now, if the Bears don't start Jay, their record with out Jay, and he's not started like 14 games.
Let me guess.
Okay.
They're 4-10.
5-9 without Jay Cutler as a starting quarterback. You know, even when Josh McCown stepped in for him a couple of years ago, he won 3 games and lost 2. So that's the best they ever had. I mean, they've had some pretty bad ones.
And that was a magical run.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Todd Collins was a bad one. We've had some bad backup quarterbacks.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
Carolina, 5 interceptions, still won.
And still won the game. So that's when our defense still had a little something in them. But I see the fire, like Pernell McPhee said, the dog, a little bit of the dog is coming out.
The heart came out and the dog, like you just said, came out. It seemed they were ferocious. They wanted to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
They were just going right at the tackles, getting past him and sacking. Mm-hmm. I love when they just go all out, when it's like all out blitz or something. I love when they do it. It's just cool to see them going after.
It's really nice. And our defensive line, I think Jeremiah Ratliff, he wants to play. He's ready to do it. And, I'm drinking Kool-Aid again.
Yeah.
I see some hope. And even though it looks like a total rebuild, I think the nice thing about the NFL, you can rebuild fast. You can't rebuild like the Cubs did, take 3 or 4 years. The fan base would be rough on them.
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
Jeremiah Ratliff would be a huge boost to the defensive line, because then we can rotate in Eagle Ferguson, put Jeff Jenkins in for a series, and put Ratliff and stuff. It'll just give some much-needed rest to the defensive line.
Now, as a kid growing up, the Raiders, I always appreciated and actually liked the Raiders. They were like my second favorite to the Bears, just because how they played. And
cheaters.
They might have.
Can't really deny that.
Yeah, some of the stories we've seen since then, but the stick-em and all that stuff that they used back then. Hey, I heard an interesting thing. Now, Al Davis bought the Raiders. This is a little trivia. Al Davis, when he coached, he owned, he did it all with the Raiders. General manager.
First year
he designed the uniforms.
Yeah. I love them.
How do you think, what did he pattern the colors from on the uniforms of the Raiders?
That's a good question. I really don't know.
It was from the Army team, I believe it was the Army, the gold and the black.
He
went silver and black, so that was his objective to go like that.
I love the jerseys. It's one of the best.
But back in the day, you know, Kenny Stabler and all that, so I see them moving forward. They were in such dismal draft picks from Jamarcus Russell. They've had a lot of number one picks.
Now, doesn't Al's son own the team, or brother, Mark?
No, his son.
Yeah, his son, yeah.
Yeah, Al's...
I think his name's Mark.
Yes.
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis, yeah, he owns it. But we'll have to see. I just don't want a guy like Sebastian Janikowski beating us with about 7 field goals.
And
we're not scoring any touchdowns, you know. And Janikowski was a first-round pick, by the way.
Kicker first-round, that's Al Davis for you right there.
Al Davis, exactly. But he always went for the speed guys.
Darius Haywood Bay.
Yeah. And but, you know, the Raiders have a long tradition, just like the Chicago Bears. And even though they lead it, the Bears have something to prove. I mean, they are Power rankings. What are the power rankings?
32 for the Bears.
That's terrible. 32. That's just so bad.
The Raiders are about half, like 16.
Is that where the Raiders are right now? So this would be... the Bears are underdogs at home against the Oakland Raiders.
Now,
does it get any lower than this?
I'm not a better at all. I don't know when the last time that happened.
They always say take the home underdog.
I don't know if this be the week.
This will be the game that the Bears can win. A lot of people said nobody's seen them winning, really. A lot of people know they weren't going to win the first three games.
Now, talking about picks, Dicka picked against the Bears again. He picked the Raiders.
You're kidding.
Nope.
That is rarity.
That shocked me.
You know the team is hit pretty low when that the team...
The coach.
The coach, Doug Coach, says he's going to take the Raiders, so... Overall, it looks like if Jay comes back, we have a lot bigger, better chance. I think they will open. If Jimmy starts, don't you think they'll open up the offense? They have to.
Yeah, they can't just pound the ball. But even though the Raiders have a porous defense,
they do. And hopefully, Jimmy, you know, if Jimmy doesn't, if he plays and he doesn't prove himself, and I think it was David Hall that wrote in his article that, hey, it's either show what you can do or show him the door.
This is Jimmy's last team, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
He doesn't show anything.
Last stand.
No one's going to want him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'd be better off to get one of the other guys that are, you know, out of the league right now to back him up.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely, he's not able. It's just, you know, nice enough guy, but cannot do it. Any other key matchups that we need to look at all?
I really want to see DJ Hayden versus Alshon Jeffrey if Alshon Jeffrey plays.
Yeah.
With Hayden being in the doghouse like the forward, mm-hmm. like Kyle for, I really want to see if he responds like Kyle and comes out and has a pretty good game. But that's only if Jeffrey plays. What about you?
I really just want to see that defensive line show more.
Show more?
They show. I mean, they had a little bit of excitement. Those first two quarters were fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, you go into at halftime, it's 6-0. I mean, you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Feel
after being
good.
Such big underdogs,
yes.
You feel really good.
Really good on that. So we'll get to our prediction of the Bears. And again, they are underdogs, home underdogs. Well, as we do every pregame of our Bears podcast, Chicago Bears Beat podcast, we like to pick this week's games. We didn't have do our show on Thursday this week.
Yeah.
So the Steelers
kind of choked.
Yeah.
The kicker, Joskovi.
Yeah, he kind of went ballistic and lost his mind a little bit out there. As a matter of fact, on my on one of my fantasies, I picked up Mike Vick because Cutler's hurt.
Yeah,
and Brady was on.
How many points did he get you?
He got me 11 points. Not too good.
Mm.
Yeah, not too good, but that's okay. So, where are we at? Tell us the games. Let's go for it.
Jets at Dolphins. The Dolphins have been very disappointing this year.
But that's in England.
Yeah,
that's at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not watching that game.
No, I'm not either. I don't. Is it going to be on TV?
It might be.
It might be. I really am liking the Jets right now.
I
really
good.
Am. And I was high on those Dolphins first show. Remember?
Didn't you pick them Super Bowl?
I picked
Bowl?
Them to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on. It's a kiss of death when Kenny picks a team to go to the Super Bowl. So it's. And I think the Jets are getting points on that one too.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Jets. I want to take them.
I think the Dolphins are going to rebound. I think they beat the Jets in Wembley Stadium. Giants at Bills.
Giants at the Bills. That's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
It sure is. You know what? I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm just going to go for it. I think the Bills might be able to do it.
The Bills are really good. I'm picking the Bills, too. Panthers at Buccaneers. I don't know who's picking this game. Buccaneers, I don't even know about
them. Cam Newton will win the game for them, I really think. And... I got to go with the Panthers on that. They're going to be 4-0 then.
Yeah.
Jared Allen, Jameis Winston, sack. We'll see.
Panthers have played some dreaded opponents, terrible opponents.
Yeah.
I'm picking Panthers 2 versus the Bucks. They'll win. Chiefs at Bengals. The Bengals are no longer the Bungles.
And they're no longer the Bungles. You got that right. Can't go against the Bengals on that.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going Chiefs.
What?
They're going to rebound after that Monday night loss versus the Packers.
That would be a great win for them at 3-8.
Yeah.
Yep.
Texans at Falcons. Texans have some QB issues.
They do. And Falcons are looking good. They're really one of the surprises this year.
Dan Quinn's doing a good job with them.
Julio Jones and his receiver core is really good.
Julio Jones has been a historical terror through these first few games. One of the best ever. I'm going Falcons.
Yeah, I go Falcons too.
Jaguars at Colts. The Colts could have been 0-3. They should have lost to the Titans.
Yes. And it's questionable for Andrew Luck.
Yeah, shoulder.
Shoulder. I don't see him missing. Yeah. I really don't. And now, is that Colts home?
Yeah.
Colts at home. Yeah. And Jaguars are hurt. They're hurt all over. Yeah. Got to take the Colts at home.
Colts. Sensible pick.
Yeah.
Eagles at Redskins. The Eagles, I think they won last week.
Yeah. Against the Redskins. Boy, that's a toughie at the Redskins. I got to go with the Eagles on this one.
Yeah.
But, Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, better team. Browns at Chargers.
The Browns at the Chargers. Chargers got a lot of offensive line problems.
Yeah.
Big time. I'm going to go with the Brownies.
Browns? I'm going Browns, too.
Yeah, that'd be a... that's kind of funny. You're both taking the Browns at San Diego.
Well, how do you like the new jerseys, the Browns?
I like them.
I do, too. I do, too. Nice change.
Yeah.
Vikings at Broncos.
Vikings at the Broncos. Peyton's not Peyton anymore.
Nope. He has a noodle.
I'm going to go with the Broncos, though.
I'm going Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater's been working good. They've been giving AP the ball more, which is helping him out. I'm going Vikings. Packers at Niners. The Niners are just awful. They're 31 in the power rankings.
Yeah, 31. And, how can you go against Mr. Rodgers? I mean, even though I'd love to, I can't.
Best player in the week.
He is. He's good. He's good. And Packers, I think that's a lock there.
Yeah. Rams at Cardinals.
That's a tough one, yeah. You know. But, you know, I lost a lot of faith in the Rams losing that 12-6 game.
Yeah, and I think they lost to the Redskins, too.
Yeah. The Cardinals, to me, are one of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best teams
in the league. The offense is for real this year.
It kills you thinking that Bruce should have been our coach, thought he was going to be our coach. When he left the building, it just...
Gives me a pain in the heart.
Oh, it hurts. It just hurts. Got to go with the Cards.
Yeah, Cardinals. The Sunday night game, injury game. Cowboys at Saints.
Cowboys at Saints. Now, they're saying Drew might play.
I don't think he will.
But most prognosticators think if Luke plays, he'd be better off because Drew's really hurt.
Yeah.
Cowboys, boy, that is. That's called the ambulance game or something. And they're at the Cowboys?
Yeah, Sunday night game.
You know,
they're at the Saints.
They're at the Saints.
Superdome.
I think the Saints are really bad. They're terrible. Dreaded. I'm going to take Cowboys.
Brandon Whedon? Yeah, I am too. Cowboys.
Yep.
The Monday night game, Lions at Seahawks.
Lions at the Seahawks. Wow, that's another lock of the week. Seahawks.
Yeah.
We'll just take Seahawks. Care of them.
And before we predict the Bears game, the teams with the byes this week are Patriots and Titans.
Patriots and Titans. So, and the Patriots on a roll.
Yeah.
They want to make a tear through this league this year.
I never got why the NFL is week 4 byes. They're just too early for a bye.
That is
week.
Very early. You know, I definitely wouldn't want it. If I was a player, I'd want to be like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Just like, you know. That'd be my favorite.
Bears
time.
Have 9, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. The most important game of the week.
Yep.
The Raiders at
Raiders
the Bears.
And the Bears. I kind of already let the cow out of the bag. I think the Bears are going to win. I'm going to go 24-21 Bears. Ooh. And I think Jay's going to be our star of the game. I just have that feeling he's going to play. I could be totally wrong. I'm not basing this on anything but gut. I think he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns and 300 yards.
I would love to see that. I think Clawson's going to play, and I think the Raiders win 17, Bears 14, with our star, even though we're losing. I think Jeffrey, if he plays, he'll do really good with Clawson. I think Jeffrey would be our star.
Yeah, I think we're more likely seeing Jay play.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So we'll have to see. That's Sunday. It's an early game. It's on the network,
CBS,
not our favorite network to watch.
We dislike them.
We don't like that quite as much as the
and
Fox
they have Super
one.
Bowl 50 this year.
Yeah, long as Phil's not doing it, this
they're,
be,
they're the main announcers.
Yeah, so they're probably doing a late game. So I guess email us. You got a question? Again, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and from the people that like the Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page this week, if we get any new likes on that, we're going to go ahead and pick a listener. We're going to send them one of our sweet Chicago Bears Beat t-shirts. They are in a limited supply, so we'll send one of those out. We'll just put the names in a hat of how many new likes we get, and we'll announce who the winner is. We've sent out quite a few shirts last year. We're going to get a restock and a resupply of those. I know we keep talking about having some guests. We've just been busy.
We haven't been able
to coordinate any guests, but I mean, it's a long season, and we got some nice names that have committed and said they would come on with us. So that's to come up here. Face it, if the Bears do bad, 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 the rest of, we need guests.
Yeah, just to make it more exciting.
Make it more exciting and pleasurable. And we got our Chicago Bears beat fantasy league going on. I think I'm at 2-1.
I think I'm 2-1 too, and I'm playing the North Dakota Forte, you old.
North Dakota Forte. You know what? I don't know who I'm playing, but it's been fun, and everybody's keeping up with it, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
On the fantasy. You got a fantasy pick of the week this week for anybody to pick up?
I said him last week. I'm saying him again. Joseph Randle. He did awesome last week. He had 3 touchdowns at 150 yards. If you didn't pick him up this week, pick him up. If you didn't pick him up last week, pick him up this week.
Oh, I got the Butkus team. I'm playing this week, and they're actually beating me right now. Boy, you got 20 points in that first game there. So my fantasy guy of the week, boy, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Jay Cutler. He's the fantasy guy. Drink the Kool-Aid.
The Ravens kicked a lot of field goals last night, and I had Justin Tucker. The kicker, Tucker got me 15 points.
That's nice when the kicker can do that for you. So that's going to do it on this week's Chicago Bears Beat pregame show. It's going to be the Raiders and the Bears. Keep the faith, friends. Keep downloading the podcast. Give us some good reviews on iTunes, right?
Yep, 5-star review.
5-star review. So until our postgame, bear down.
That's a wrap. This is how far we call